Under the traditional trade system, one manufacturer secures a patent to monopolize the production of a particular medicine and gets to charge what it wants for that treatment. Doctors Without Borders Africa Advocacy Officer Candice Sehoma says such profiteering from a global pandemic would be despicable.
These originator companies or pharmaceuticals would price the medicine out of reach for people who need it the most. So this means that countries in Africa who have very limited health budgets, that means they would have to take away a very big portion of their budget to purchase these life-saving medication. Another thing is that...
In the past, she says, rich countries got vaccines first because they had financial muscle, leaving diseases to rage across poor regions.
African countries are in an unfortunate position where they'll probably be the last people to receive these treatments if we don't change our system to ensure that there is diversified manufacturing companies and also ensure that there's competition to allow for more affordability so that countries in Africa would be better placed to purchase these life-saving medication and diagnostics.
Sehoma urges the World Health Organization to facilitate equal access to COVID-19 treatment by using its power to issue so-called compulsory drug manufacturing licenses. These would override traditional trade practice.
What it essentially does is that it allows for competition and the affordability of a certain treatment and allows for a locally based sort of manufacturer to be able to manufacture that specific drug without the permission of the patent holder.
But Sehoma emphasizes that not all international drug and medical equipment conglomerates are unscrupulous and dedicated solely to profits. South Africa, for example, is now producing its own ventilators with the help of a few such firms that have put morals before money, as she puts it.
To be able to produce our own ventilators, certain companies or originator companies needed to sort of share their recipes to allow for South Africa to be able to produce. So I think that's the kind of solidarity that we need, that in as much as countries have limited production capacities, but what they can do is share recipes and know-how, knowledge on how to produce such to allow for countries to be able to locally produce on their own.
Sehoma maintains that if the world is to beat COVID-19, its vaccine must not be patented.
We need to also just move away from commodifying access to healthcare and ensure that for us to really combat COVID-19, we would need to come together. And one of the ways we need to come together is to ensure that everyone has equitable access to these life-saving treatment or vaccines. And that would mean that...
She says it's in the world's best interests to ensure this happens. Sehoma says the coronavirus has no borders and has shown that this is a time in history for globalism, not narrow-minded nationalism.
We do need each other in this case, and I think COVID-19 actually is making that more and more apparent, and we're so connected with each other. And I think if we just focus on our own and don't ensure that others stand to benefit from this, there won't be an end to this.
She wants the African Union to be much stronger than it has been so far in presenting a united continental front in the battle for equal access to COVID-19 treatment and equipment. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.